Okay, today's daf was Sukkah daf tes. So the Mishnah on top of daf tes and Rav talks about a Sukkah Yishon. If you have an old Sukkah, Beishame holds it's possible, Beisil holds it's kosher. Sukkah Yishon is defined as anything that was made more than 30 days before Yontif and was not made for the sake of Yontif. If you made it for the sake of Yontif, then even if you made it way earlier, it's still going to be kosher, even according to the Beishame, who would normally possible a Sukkah Yishon. So the Gemara tries to discover why it is that Beishame holds that a Sukkah Yishon is possible. Where's the psul? So first the Gemara thinks it's from the pasuk Chaka Sukkah Shuvas Yamim LaHashem, that you need a sukkah that's made l'shem chag. But then the Gemara says no, that pasuk is already needed to teach us that k'shem shechal shem shemayim el chagiga kachal shem shemayim el sukkah, that just like a carbon chagiga is usher to benefit from, so to a sukkah you're not allowed to use for anything other than the mitzvah of sukkah. So the Gemara says, okay, so what's the real source for Beishamay? It must be the pasuk Chag HaSukkos Tasalcha Shivas Yamim, where we darshin that you need a sukkah that's made l'shem chag. And Beis Hillel would say, no, I already need that pasuk to teach me something else, namely that you're allowed to build a sukkah in middle of the chag. On Chol HaMoed you could build a sukkah. You don't need the same sukkah throughout all 7 days of Yantif. Beis Shammai happens to hold Enos in Sukkah B'chol HaShul Moed. Beis Shammai holds like Reb Lazar that you cannot build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. You do need the same sukkah all of Yantif. So the Gemara says, when Beis Hillel says this, it sounds like he's going against Rabbi Yehuda Merav, that by tzitzis, Rabbi Yehuda Merav holds that you need to make tzitzis l'shem the mitzvah of tzitzis. So why is it that by sukkah he's not going to require that you make it l'shem sukkah? So the Gemara says, because over there by tzitzis there's a pasuk, gedilim tasalach lach l'shem chovcha. It means that specifically by tzitzis it needs to be made l'shma. But by sukkahs we have no such drasha. Even though the pasuk says chag ha-sukkos tasalacha, the l'cha over here is to tell me just that you can't have a stolen sukkah. But there is no pasuk to tell me that the sukkah needs to be dafka made l'shma. Then the Mishnah on base taught us two halachas. First halacha taught us is a sukkah that's underneath the tree. It's the same thing as making a pesach habayis. The Gemara points out that there's a better way to say pasul. You could just say that it's pasul. Why does it say that it's kilu, it's pesach habayis? What's the Mishnah trying to teach me with that imagery of comparing it to being pesach habayis? So it must be that it's teaching me the ilon dumya debayis, that the type of tree that's problematic is a tree that's similar to a bayis, in that just like a bayis is tzilasa merub mechamasu, provides more shade than sunlight, the only type of problematic tree is a tree that provides more shade than sunlight. But if the tree does not provide all that much shade, then it would not be any problem. The Gemara explains that if the tree is above the sukkah and the branches of the tree appear to be separate from the schach of the sukkah, that would definitely be a problem, because then you're being mitzarif schach kosher together with schach pasul. That would be no good. The case has to be where you lower the branches directly onto the sukkah, where it gets mixed in with the actual schach of the sukkah, and there's more kosher schach on the sukkah than there is branches, so then the tree becomes batel berov. And that's mutter to do even lechadchila. The Gemara says, we have brises teach me that you can even do that lechadchila and do that sort of bittul, even though generally speaking, obviously, the din by bittul berov is that ein mevatel nisa lechadchila. Over here, you're allowed to do this kind of bittul of the schach pasul. The second halacha that the Mishnah had to teach me was if you have a sukkah al gabe sukkah, if you have one sukkah on top of another one, so the top one is kasher, the bottom one is pasul. But Rabbi Yehuda says, if there are no diurin be'aliona, if there's no one that can live in the top one, then the bottom one is going to be kosher. So the daf concludes by telling us that there are four different circumstances about sukkah al gabe sukkah. Pa'amim sheshtein kasheros, pa'amim sheshtein psulos, pa'amim shetachtonu kshera ve'aliona psula, pa'am shetachtonu psula ve'aliona kshera. It gives the different permutations of how it could be that both of them are going to be kosher, how it could be that both will be possible, how it could be that the top one is kosher, the bottom one is possible, and how it could be that the bottom one is kosher and the top one is possible. So the Gemara goes through all those permutations through the rest of the daf.